Perek Tas, Mishnah Yud. Shtei Chaburos Shenes Arbu Pischein. If you have two groups of people, Group A and Group B, that their Korban Pesachs got mixed up one with the other. Now we're talking about it got mixed up before they shechted it, okay? So they're still alive and they're running around, but you don't know whose Korban belongs to who. So Elu, Group A, Moshkin Han Echad. Group A will take, you know, one of the Korban Pesachs. V'elu Moshkin Han Echad, and then Group B will take the other Korban Pesach. And now what happens is interesting. Echad me Elu, Ba'lo Eitzel Elu, V'echad me Elu, Ba'lo Eitzel Elu. So one person from Group A will go ahead and join Group B, and one person from Group B will go ahead and now join Group A. V'kach him omim, v'dekol chabura v'chabura, and then each group will say to the individual that joined them, so one person from Group A went to Group B. One person from Group B went to Group A. And now each group says to the new guy that joined them, im shalanu hua pesach hazeh, if this Korban Pesach that we took was really our Korban Pesach, right? Let's say we knew that this is the right one. So then, yadecha mishuchos mishalcha, let your hand be withdrawn from the Korban Pesach that belonged to you. V'nimnesa al shalanu, and now come join our Korban. Hariata moshech yadecha, you withdraw your hand from your Korban Pesach, and now you can join us. V'im shalcha hua pesach hazeh, but if this Korban Pesach really does belong to you, then, Yadeinu Mishuchos Mishalanu, let our hands be withdrawn from the Korban Pesach that belonged to ours, and let it go to the other group. V'dimneinu Al Shalcha, and now let us be appointed to join your Korban Pesach. So when you do this, it comes out, if they did swap their Korban Pesachs, Haikol Chabura, each group, withdraw their hand from their Korban Pesach, and now they're joining this individual that it's theirs, that it's his. So it comes out, everyone's happy. Now, the Mishnah points out that, like, why are we doing it in such a convoluted way? Why don't you just say, you know, let the two karbanos be up in the air, whatever belongs to you, let it be ours now, whatever was ours, let it belong to you now, and this, you know, just do it like that. Why do we have to do this way that one person goes from each group to the other group, and then they state what we just stated, this, you know, this formula? So the reason why we do this is that we learn out from a pasuk in the Torah that there's a special halacha that a Korban Pesach, once it's set aside as a Korban Pesach, there can't be a moment where there's no owner over the Korban Pesach. So you can't just say, okay, wherever the Korban Pesach is, I'll take this one, you take that one. Because if you're taking the wrong one, then you got the wrong one. And you can't say, okay, so let me just, you know, take off my ownership and start anew, because you're not allowed to leave a Korban Pesach without an owner title once you set it aside. So by doing it this way, by taking one individual from Group A and one individual from Group B and swapping them, and then stating the formula that we just said, it comes out that there's always going to be an owner over the Korban Pesach, and we avoid this problem. V'chein chamish chaburo shel chamisha, and so too if you had five groups of five people in each group, v'shel asara asara, or if you had 10 groups with 10 people in each group, you use the same formula. We're going to walk through it again, so you'll see again how it works. Moshkulan echad mikol chabura v'chabura, l'chabura acheres, each group withdraws one person, has them join the other group. So for example, right, if you have five groups of five people each, so five individuals from each group will leave, okay, and then now these five individuals will make brand new groups, and they'll pick four people to join their groups. So now, in the new five groups, you have, you know, four people and one of the original guys. Okay? V'chein heim omer. Now they start saying the formula. After each one, after each new group takes one of the Korban Pesachs, right? So they regroup now, they each take a Korban Pesach. So the four, omer arba, the four people in each group will say to the new individual now that's part of that group, and they'll say, "Im shalcha, if the Korban Pesach belong to you, so then you know we're withdrawing our hands from our Korban Pesach and let us join your Korban Pesach, right?" And then the individual will say the same thing, that you know, if this Korban Pesach is yours, I'm going to withdraw my hand from my Korban Pesach and join yours. So now you have a moment. There's no moment where there's no where there's no moment where you're removing ownership from the Korban Pesach. And this way you satisfy the Salacha from the Torah, and you bring the Korban Pesach the right way. So too, if you have ten groups of 10 people, so you divide 10 men into separate groups, they choose 9 people each, they each take one of the Korban Pesach, and they say, Im shachahu Pesach zeh, let's just say the 9 people from each of the 10 groups tell their new individual, if this Korban Pesach belongs to you, so then, you know, the 9 of us, and in all 10 groups, all 9 of them are saying, we're withdrawing our hands from our Korban Pesach, and let us join yours, right? And then the individual will say the same thing back, that if this is not mine, then if this is not mine, then I'm going to withdraw my hands from, you know, what was mine and join yours, okay? And they do bring down, they point out over here that if, let's just say, one of the groups had less than the amount of Korban Pesachs. For example, you have 5 groups, and then their 5 Korban Pesachs got mixed up. And then in one of the groups, there weren't 5 people, there were only 4 people. So now this takana, this formula is not going to work. So it only works when you have enough people, you know, in the groups to count towards the karbanos. So if you have 5 groups of 5 people each, and there's 5 karbanos, you can make this swap. Or 10 groups of 10 people each, and 10 karbanos, you can make this swap. But if one of the groups had less than, you know, the 10 or less than 5, so now you'll have, you know, 5 karbanos, and then one of the groups only has 4 people, you can't do the shtick. So they just point that out. Okay, moving right along to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Shnayim, 2 people, you got Reuven and you have Shimon. Shnis Arvu Pischeim, that their Korban Pesachs got mixed up, so they each set aside a Korban Pesach for themselves, and they're just acting solo, there's no group over here. And then their Korban Pesachs got mixed up before it was Shechted. So it's interesting over here. Ze Moshech Lo Echad, Ze Moshech Lo Echad. Reuven takes one of the carbons, Shimon takes the other carbon, and now they're one people, they're one person, so what are you going to do? Ze mamne imo echad min hashuk, veze mamne imo echad min hashuk. So each individual now you can't just say, okay, you know, let this one be yours, let this one be mine, because maybe you have the wrong one, and you can't, you know, again, release your ownership and start anew, because we said you can't do that with a Korban Pesach. There can't be a moment where there's no ownership over it. So what you do is as follows. Each person, Reuven and Shimon, goes to the marketplace, okay, and grabs, you know, a guy to join him. So, for example, Reuven brings Levi, and he creates his group, and he tells Levi, hey, Levi, wherever my Korban Pesach is, you know, you're part of that group. So Levi says, okay, cool. And then Shimon goes, and he grabs Yehuda, and he says, hey, Yehuda, wherever my Korban Pesach is, I want you to be part of my group. So Yehuda says, okay, cool. So now you have 2 groups of 2 people, right? So you could do now the formula that we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah. So you have Reuben and Levi in one group. You have Shimon and Yehuda in the other group. Zeh ba etzel zeh. Zeh ba etzel zeh. Echad b'kol chabura. One person from each group, ba l'echad b'nei chabura acheres, joins the other group. So Rashi explains like this. Reuven comes, ba lo etzel ha-pesach, shemashach lo Shimon. Reuven goes to the Korban Pesach that Shimon took. And Shimon, ba lo etzel ha-pesach, shemashach lo Reuven. Shimon goes to the Korban Pesach that Reuven took. Kalei ma'ash Reuven, meaning Reuven comes to Yehuda, Hanisha Pesach, who's left over from the Korban Pesach that Shimon took, and Shimon comes to Levi, who was left over from the Korban Pesach that Reuven took. V'kachem omrim. And now Reuven says to Yehuda, and Shimon says to Levi, Im shelihu Pesach zeh, that our karbonos were switched, and this Korban Pesach that my friend had chosen, shelihu, it's really mine. Im shein zeh Pesach shimnis alav im chaveri. This is not this is not my karbon. I'm sorry, that this is my carbon, that my friend took mine, and this is really mine. So now he says, Yedecha meshuchos mishalcha, let your hand be withdrawn from this Korban Pesach, because it's mine. Vim neitzei al shali, and now come join me, eat my Korban Pesach. So it's very good, right? This is really mine. So now you withdraw your hand from, you know, what you thought, from the other one, which technically is yours, because you're part of the other group, and now join me with my carbon. But vim shalcha lo pesach zeh, but if this, Korban Pesach is really yours, then, right, when you originally took it, there was no swap. You really took the right one. So then I'll say, Yadai Meshuchos Mishali, let my hand be withdrawn from my Korban. V'nim Nezi Ashacha, now let me join yours. So it's the same concept. It's just that we start off with 2 individuals, and you can't do the formula with 2 individuals. So they each grab a person from the marketplace, then they do the same formula. And with this formula, they're showing that there's never going to be a moment where they release ownership of their karbanos. And at the same time, they're going to end up with a karban that they could be part of a group, because it created a new group. So this is what you would do in these scenarios, and that concludes the ninth parak test.